How'd you get involved in the show? How'd the casting process work out? How'd you come in contact with the script?
It was a fairly traditional process to get on the show. Got the audition notification for my agent, and it was a bit crazy when I first got the script because I didn't know that Aaron Magruder was attached to it yet, and I didn't have the full script. All I had was the sides. So just reading the initial sides, I was like, wait, what is this? I didn't have any context in which, you know, to know it was a comedy or it was satire. I just got like the first pages of the sides, and I thought, I was like, man, this, no, what is this? And then it was like, oh, sorry, we have to attach the full script. So I read the full script, and then I saw Aaron Magruder's name to it. So then I was like, oh, okay, I got it now. I see exactly what it is. And I knew it was going to be, you know, another classic Aaron Magruder show.
It's kind of like one of those things, you know, you hear, oh, Black Jesus on Adult Swim. You're like, what the hell is Black Jesus? And then you hear, you know, Aaron Magruder, and then you hear John Witherspoon, and you hear all these people attached, including yourself, and you're like, oh, what is this? And you get intrigued. So from your point of view, when you found out that it was an Aaron Magruder, you know, product, and then you saw all these people wanting to be, you know, Charlie Murphy wanting to be attached to this project and being a part of it, how did that make you feel?
Well, unfortunately, we don't have the luxury of knowing who's attached to the project immediately.
Uh-huh.
So when I got the full script and I saw that Aaron Magruder was attached to it and I saw the network, you know, they isolate each role. So all I knew was that I was reading for a character named Fish. He was a hothead, he was a convict.
Mm-hmm.
I knew the breakdown for my one particular character. So it was just like after I booked that role and then they tell me, you know, Charlie Murphy, as you mentioned, John Witherspoon, you know, Callie Hawk, Corey Holcomb. It's like, imagine you got a chocolate sundae, and then you got the whipped cream on top, and then you got cherry, and then you got cherry, and then you got cherry, and the cherry, and a cherry. So each time they revealed who were playing the other characters, it was like all these extra cherries on top. So I was like, okay, well, now my sundae has eight awesome cherries on top of it, so it just added to it.
So just watching the show is just really funny. The dialogue is insanely funny. It's witty. It's perfect in a way. I mean, it's like Boondocks, but, you know, live action. It's very smart. My old question is, if it's like that filmed, what is it like in between takes? What's the set like amongst you guys?
Oh, man, it's like going to work every day with like a crew of your really good friends. You know, we have really good chemistry on and off set, on and off camera, between the cast members. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, you're working on film projects, you know, you're in a professional atmosphere, so you do your scenes, and if you have like, you know, an hour in between, you know, your setups, you know, somebody else is doing their coverage, and you know, you have a little time off. Typically, actors, we like to go to our trailers because we want to relax. We want to, you know, catch up on our emails or just, you know, blow some time off on social media or whatever. It's not like that on Black Jesus. When we're on Black Jesus set, it's like even when you're not in a scene, we just hang out on set because we genuinely like each other. We like being around each other. So even if, you know, I have a couple hours, you know, in between my setups, I don't leave set. I just hang out in Media Village in the tent, you know, watching on the monitors or just goofing off with the other guys, you know, off camera. It makes our job even that much more enjoyable because we like each other. And as you can imagine, if you like somebody, you know, on a personal note and you like working with them as well, then it makes your job that much more enjoyable. So I really genuinely love all those guys, and it's such a pleasure to work with those guys, even though sometimes it can be difficult to get through a scene with them because every, everybody's so hilarious, you know, Aaron Magruder gives us, Aaron and Mike, they give us the freedom, like, to ad-lib, to you know, just add our own little, you know, whatever we want to add to a scene, Aaron gives us that leeway. So sometimes you know the punchline that you're about to get hit with, and sometimes you get blindsided. So no matter if you see it coming or not, sometimes it's difficult to hold a straight face when you got, like I said, John Witherspoon doing his classic John Witherspoon material, Charlie Murphy. You know, it's difficult to keep that straight face.
Who do you think you've learned the most from over, like, the last, you know, the first season, just being around them the entire season?
Oh, man. If I had to point the finger at one person, I would definitely have to say John Witherspoon. You know, just the way he carries himself on set, the consummate professional, always on top of everything. Not only does John, like, come to set knowing his lines, he typically knows everybody else's lines, which helps you prepare for your comebacks and, you know, your witty snapbacks or whatever it may be. But I definitely enjoy the scenes that I do have with John, because he's such a pro, and I like to try to pick up on all the little nuances every time I work with a different actor. And John had, he definitely didn't disappoint in season one.
How do you connect with this character? I mean, you were a 4-year starter at Baylor, master's degree, super smart guy. So how do you get to that place to become Fish?
Well, for me, whenever I get a character that's typically not too much like myself, I like to draw from experiences of people that I know that are similar to the character. So I actually know, like, every character on Black Jesus personally. I grew up with these guys. You know, I have a personal attachment to each one of these individuals because I grew up with them. You know, my neighborhood in Houston, I knew, you know, Trayvon. You know, I knew a Maggie. You know, that one girl that's in every crew. You know, I knew Jason. And likewise, one of my good friends was very, very similar to Fish. You know, the hothead who is ready to pop something off and drop up a dime. You know, who likes to punch first and ask questions later. You know, that kind of guy. So for me, it's just drawing from the experience of knowing those people, you know, in some capacity, in some particular point in my life, and just doing my best impersonation of the type of people that I knew them to be.
For someone that hasn't watched the show yet, and they're just, like, starting to hear all the buzz, I mean, because the show really hasn't even been out that long yet, it's got a lot of buzz, why do you think that they should watch it?
Because this the funniest damn show on TV. Plain and simple. It's the funniest show. We have one of the, if not the most talented cast, you know, on television. The writing is superb. The acting is, you know, impeccable. You know, it's just a well developed, well thought out show that surprisingly is very thought provoking. You know, I think we caught a lot of people off guard initially because, you know, they heard the show's title, Black Jesus, and then, you know, you see the network attached to it, Adult Swim, so you automatically say, oh, okay, it's going to be, you know, something lucrative, you know, Family Guy comes to mind, you know, Boondocks may come to mind, you know, Aquatine 4, you know, all these shows come to mind when you think of Adult Swim shows. But what people didn't anticipate was the amount of heart that our show actually has. So on top of it being a funny show, you know, there's heart. So when you have those two dynamics, especially in one show, then it's hard for that show not to be enjoyable. So we had a lot of buzz, as you mentioned, you know, coming into the show because people thought it was going to be a mockery, it thought it was going to be blasphemous or whatever, and it hasn't been that, you know. So what people discovered, you know, just off the top, off, you know, our pilot episode was, oh, okay, this show has a message. This show is teaching us that we should have, you know, love for all mankind, and we should treat each other better. Because, at the, you know, at the root of the show, that's typically what Jesus is preaching, mm-hmm. you know, in Compton. He's preaching love for all mankind, you know, belief, and, you know, treating each other better.
And eat your tomatoes.
And, yes, and eat your green tomatoes.
How do you guys want the show to affect people? How do you want them to walk away from watching an episode?
Doing just that. Exactly what I just described. We want people to walk away from the show, you know, with more compassion for our fellow human beings. You know, especially there, especially in this time and the things that have been going on really for like the past couple of years, you know, with so many young people posting videos on the internet doing like just ridiculously stupid things
yeah.
and like the unnecessary force that the police have been using, like the abuse, you know, the domestic abuse that's, you know, been depicted in the media with these professional athletes, and just, you know, we're living in a day and age right now where there genuinely seems to be a lack of compassion and a lack of love for our fellow brothers and our fellow sisters. So we really need to get back to the basics and, you know, the golden rule that people, you know, typically like to live by or try to live by, at least, is treat others how you want to be treated. Well, we need to get back to that. We need to get back to the basic compassion of having love for all mankind, having love for our fellow brothers and sisters. And that's one of, like I said, that's what Jesus goes preaching through the neighborhood. Even when he's faced with conflict, he's faced with, you know, violence, you know, he typically turns the other cheek, you know, and then he deals with it in a nonviolent way. I mean, besides when he hit the cholos in the face with the rock, you know, but, yeah. I mean, you can only turn the other cheek so many times, mm-hmm. you know, before you have to, you know, load up that rock and that slingshot and retaliate. But overall, man, we just got to get back to love each other more. So if I can get anything, if we can give anything that people can come away from after watching our show, just we need to love each other more.